ओम ज्ञान निरंजस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरिन्द्रियेण तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं प्राप्तं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतामायं ददाति सापदन्तिकम् पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So greetings from Srinamayapur. I'm just singing because my other server didn't work, so I'm at someone's house who lent me their phone. But it's very, very nice here in Mayapur, where I'm staying. It's called the Vaishnav Academy, and they have a nice hall. And every evening I'm lecturing to between 40 and 60 people. A nice, serious, spiritual community, really very beautiful spiritual community. And I'll be here till the 22nd, and then I'm going to Puri, where we have the yatra I do every year, which has become quite a popular, yatra. And many people coming, even senior devotees. So we're really looking forward to that also. What I'm going to do today is two things. I'm going to discuss a philosophical point that I read yesterday. Very, very interesting point. I could also only go to 6:45 because someone else's phone, and also the cost is much higher when you're doing it the way I'm doing it. First, it's a real, and I discussed this yesterday at my class, and the question was, I think I have to tell the people in the house a little bit more quiet. Possible a little quieter? I'm hearing too many voices.
Yeah.
In here. Okay. I'm not hearing voices. Okay. So I asked the people, really, why are you a devotee? Why are you a devotee? Was it just an intellectual process that you were convinced? You know, and really it gets down to the core of what is faith, how do we get it, and how do we increase faith? I always tell the story where, you know, my conviction was a certain level, but it wasn't at the level where I could overcome my attachments to join the temple, which is what was the standard at that time. There was just no congregation. You weren't a devotee if you were outside. So I don't know if my conviction was less than others or my attachments were more. But when I got Mahaprasadam from the hand of Srila Prabhupada, It wasn't an intellectual process. Something happened to increase my confidence and conviction. It was miraculous. Just when I was on the line waiting to get prashadam, I was actually praying. When I was on the line before, I remember praying, Masu Chaha, that's from Sarva Dharman Pritya Ja Mame Kam Sharanam Vaja Ham Tvam Sarva. Don't worry, don't worry. Just surrender to Krishna. And after I got the sweet, then what I couldn't do before, overcome my attachments, because the conviction had not reached that level, had reached that level. And I think back, if it was an intellectual process, would I have joined, in so many ways? I'm kind of amazed. And amazed at so many, so many people who committed their lives. So, the real answer came in the Jiva Dharma, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was discussing faith. He discussed it as the eternal nature of the soul. So what is faith? Faith is what you trust. And why do you trust it? You trust it because it will give you a certain level of happiness, a certain level of well-being. One who has faith in Krishna gives his life to Krishna because they trust that this will be for the highest degree of sublimity. Just kind of a sound check because I don't have my computer here. Can someone just say Hare Krishna so I know the audience is still
Hare
here?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, got it. Thank you. So it's that level of trust. That compels us in anything. We have faith in so many things that have no value, actually. You can think of it. Our petty attachments. Whether it, there's so many things we have that really have no value. Anartha. They have no value to our spiritual life. There are some attachments that do, because the fulfillment of them is required to make us a certain level of peace until we overcome those attachments. So what is that? And so the faith in Krishna is the nature of the soul, and when the nature of the soul is awakened, we have faith. It's an experience that gives us faith. It's an experience that gives us faith. To access that experience, we may have to, naturally, we also develop faith by hearing the best philosophy, satisfying our doubts, giving us a worldview. But that hearing of that philosophy, it goes beyond just the intellectual process, too. It's some type of confirmation from the application of that philosophy, also, that supports the conceptions. Perhaps without the conceptions, we wouldn't have the trust to open our hearts to experience the soul. So how do you get that? You get that by two ways, by the association of devotees and by acts of devotion. That's the two ways that you get faith, association of devotees and acts of devotion. And that's what happened. We have the association of devotees, and it awakens something, perhaps in many of us from a previous life, because the Sukriti, which is that faith, that conviction. It needs to be built up. That's why I see in preaching, you can't force people to become devotees. You know, some people, I've seen it. They come to Vrindavan, and I take them around, and they have a good experience, but then they'll go, and they'll join someplace else in India. I'm sure they got some conviction in the soul, and also the conviction in the soul may not necessarily be for a, you know, it may come in different lines and different teachings that somehow, according to one's karma, facilitating that appreciation in God. But I've seen it. And I'm so puzzled. Why? We gave them everything. They were chanting on top of Madan Mohan, etc. You know, they had other types of faith. Maybe some type of jnana sukriti. Some impersonal type of faith also. So maybe this is a start for them. And then another person, unexplainable. I yesterday I took lunch. I don't know if you know Yugalapriti and Jagadish. They're the ones that bring me to Israel, bring me to Russia. Very, very close to the whole family. So when I'm here in Mayapur, they take care of me completely. I'm in their house now. And so I invited one godbrother, Javi, for lunch. And Javi is a very nice godbrother. In fact, this year he won a Grammy Award in international music or something. So he's quite an accomplished person. And he's famous in Latin America. Although his family came to Venezuela from Israel. And his family, a lot of his family is still in Israel. So he described how he became a devotee in Israel. You know, and he described to us the whole process. So many things didn't make sense to him. But something touched his heart. It was obvious from a previous life. Something touched his heart. He was searching for God. He had reached that point of material exhaustion. I was also reading in Jiva Dharma that when suffering intensifies in a certain type of person who has the sukriti, a sense of analysis and inquiry begins. And that analysis and inquiry will lead them to associate or try to associate with spiritualists, and from that association, faith will arise. So he was searching and searching for God, but there were so many religions, and he described the whole process where somehow or other he got some guy, mystical person, stayed with him when he was in the university there. And told him so many things. And then finally, just at the end, before the person leaving, he went to yoga. He said, yes, bhakti yoga, but I cannot tell you more. And, you know, and then he got this book, and he read it, and it was so strange to him. But then he saw bhakti yoga, and he felt he had to go see the people. And he went in, and he went into this little apartment where there were two devotees there. And he looked on the wall and he saw all these strange pictures. What? You know? But there was some explanation. But then the experience, he said that he went back to Gaur Purnima and he was the only person at the Gaur Purnima festival. That they put on the tape and he heard Prabhupada sing. And something touched him so deeply in his soul. Some experience was awakened of the soul. And the experience of the soul is its relationship with God. And having that experience creates a faith, a trust, a deep trust based on that experience of that there's some sublimity. Now that trust has to increase. The trust has to increase eventually to nishtha, to being fixed. So that we are doing it all the time. That's how much we have faith. Because we're experiencing something. It may be mixed with our other experiences. But it should come to Nishta. Oh, it's so good we're doing it all the time. And then Nuchi and all the other stages come. So, and that's why I have these sanghas. Because faith comes from, one of the ways that faith comes, one of the main ways, is by hearing. Which is hearing the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is an experience of Krishna. And it also gives the proper instructions to position oneself to have that experience of Krishna. So that's really the purpose of Sangha, because our faith has to be nourished. Otherwise it recedes or it increases. And I am confident that people who do regularly listen to the Sangha, it at least maintains their faith. It's not I believe or I don't believe. It's a level of conviction. A conviction that's why there's a relationship between Sharanagati and faith. Because what is our faith in? Our faith is in surrender to Krishna as the shelter. The shelter for what? The shelter for our heart. The shelter where our heart can be satisfied, because we're spiritual and we want to experience love. And that's the way, as the Bhasi farmer told me, happiness is a heart full of love. We have that conviction that that's God, and I want that relationship. I want to be the subordinate, and I do not want any subordinates. Sri Prabhupada's godbrother, one of the great devotees and philosophers of modern time, Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj, I believe, you know, he described the spiritual world as the land of gurus. It's the world where you feel yourself servant and you feel yourself only servant. And that's a spiritual person. He looks at himself as the servant of everyone. He doesn't think he's better than anyone or everyone. Everyone or anyone. See, the land of gurus means what? That you feel in a spiritual consciousness, you feel I am the only servant. Everybody else is guru. And then we really have to think, do we have faith in that position? Do we want that? Or are we still agitating our minds by competition and envy, and we want to be better than anyone, and we want to be known, and we want to, you know, we have this aspiration. You know, I know in the early days of ISKCON, the aspiration, okay, now I'm this, and I could become temple commander. That was actually a big position in those days. Then I can become the president. Then I can become a GDC. Then I can become a guru. Then I can have so many disciples. What a dangerous, dangerous position. Because from the outer form, guru is the position in the material world that's closest to God, because people are worshiping you. That's why the qualification for that position is so high, because one can become bewildered by that situation and move into the position of enjoyer or master. And we've seen it happen on movement. Disastrous results. Remember when I was coming as a devotee, my material desires thought, oh, these people, wow, they're the most fortunate. I didn't think because they're the most advanced. I thought because they have the most power. They have the most followers. Oh, wow, they're really enjoying. And now I realize it was the most unfortunate position in many ways, for many of them, or most of them. Because in an immature state, they were put in the position of representative of God, and it agitated the material conception of pratishtha, distinction, and puja worship that moves one away from the position where love can be felt in the heart, which is the position of servant. From impartial judgment that most insignificant position of servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, is the best position. Because it's the position where one can feel love in the heart and therefore feel happy. And everything in our psychology, our conditioning, is telling us that that's not true. That the real position is if I'm ahead of everyone and I'm in the center of everything and everyone serves me. But it's not true. It's not true. Okay, I'm going to have to end in 15 minutes, but before I say anything else, if anyone does have a question, I welcome them.
Hare Krishna
Maharaj. I would welcome someone saying hello to let me know that I'm still have everyone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sanan.
Oh, you know who I'm with? Yugala Priti. Yeah. And yeah, very good. Any questions?
I was wondering about what you said about Three Kings. It's something I'm thinking about Three Kings, that you cannot really make people devotees. So maybe you can explain a little bit more, because we do try to preach and speak with people.
Yeah, it can't make people devotees in a sense. It will always give faith. It will always advance people on the path. But people have to have a certain level of sukriti to surrender, to have that conviction that serving God is the best thing, and serving God through this particular way is the best thing. People have to have that conviction. And, you may have given them a level of faith, but there's some people that they have jnana sukritis and bhakti sukritis for enjoyment, and they may not have a particular mindset and to understand these things in this particular life, but you've increased their faith. I think sometimes of my family, you know, I see that my mother, her faith is increasing. But I don't see her having the capacity to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. You know, she's already 90. She has so many fixed conceptions and faith. And family being the absolute goal of life and things like that. So, but she's advancing. Her appreciation is increasing. And I see that. Sometimes a yogi will come to Vrindavan. It happened to me recently. I have a lady that assists me in Vrindavan taking people around. She's really good in that's Chris is on the Sangha. She took care of his family and Stacia and Bhagavan Lal last year. And, you know, they all She's great. So, you know, one lady was sent to her. Normally it would be sent to me, but I need someone to assist, so it was sent to her. And she said, this lady's really amazing. You know, she's kind of like a yogi. And so the lady came to me within 2 days. She wanted me to initiate her into the Hare Krishna mantra. I explained to her that what our initiation is a very serious thing of conviction and faith and not what she's got in other lives. If she came back the next day, I would give her beads and she could take a vow to chant a certain amount. And she began to, and she continues to chant, at least 2 hours a day. And she's such a deep meditator. But she also has impersonal experience before, you know, and deep realizations based on some kind of, I would say, if it's an impersonal path, it's not a cheating impersonal path. I mean, people with real principles. So I see, she came to Vrindavan, she did everything I said, she relished it. She's in Rishikesh now, she's still chanting. But maybe, you know, that I've done what I can, and it'll take some while for her bhakti sukritis to be more powerful than her jnana sukritis. And we'll see where she goes. And it's that time. You know, sometimes I develop relationships with the people outside. They even are submissive to me. Or, you know, they have some faith. I can get, you know. But I can just see that there's only a certain level I can take them further based on the previous sukriti they have now. So I'm not advocating that, not to preach, but I'm saying that different people come with different levels of sukriti. And you can't expect everyone to come to the level of joining. Yeah, you may, or committing themselves to this path. And I've seen it. You can give same effort to people and they seem equally receptive to your teachings, but according to the level of their previous bhakti sukriti, they'll make a certain commitment. They may just appreciate you. They may start coming to the temple. And then other people immediately, they just take to it. That makes sense?
Yes. Thank you, Maharaj. It's something that it's alive in me because we are speaking now a lot about how to preach and what strategies to take. I was asked to do some preaching, so it's helpful because I understand you right. You're saying it's something about the people and their relationship with Krishna and the level of faith, and it's not so much connected with how we preach and how we present the philosophy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. I mean, the better we present it, the more we can increase their sukriti. I'm just saying there's a limit to how much we can do that. And it also depends on our personal capacity. You know, we do have that conviction sometimes that without any sukriti, Prabhupada could create it. And we could also represent him, you know, in a pure way, which is what the disciplic succession means. We can give people the disciplic succession and the experience of the disciplic succession. And who knows how powerful that experience will be. But all I'm saying is people start at different levels. It's not that it's just a blank slate, and if you do this, they should come to this level. They'll come forward from where they are. That was my point. That make sense?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. And I'm remembering because it was way back in King's Cross where I met Yugala. I'm very close to the family now, and that's when I met you and your husband, too. I remember. And she still remembers the classes that I was giving at that time on Ajamil, the sixth canto. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello? One more person?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. It's Chris in Pennsylvania.
Chris, great.
Very
looking
well.
Forward to you. Lila's all psyched up to... are you coming on the same plane as Stacia?
Yes, I am, on the 29th.
Okay, because she contacted me and we're going to arrange something to pick her up, so that not obviously includes you. It's great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
A lot in the week in Vrindavan. We'll really do something nice. Great.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Brother Ali Devdasi.
This is Brother Radhe.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
I got your message, and I'm kind of... trying to figure out the dates now to do program. Okay, then I'll go and at least I got through, and I know I'll be able to get through on Sunday too. You can spread the word to people that I have a server that should carry it. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.